This is Hazel Khan, sending tidings from Lahore, Pakistan. Last year I came back to Lahore, the town of my birth, for the first time after leaving it 40 years ago. Now I'm back again, staying in the house my family once lived in. Transformed from the house of healing it was when my physician parents practiced medicine here, it is now the Sanjanagar Institute of Philosophy and Arts, the home of Raza Kazim and Rashida, and a fertile, buzzing place where music, philosophy, musicology, and photography thrive. In the first of two tidings programs exploring Pakistan's other stories, the ones that also exist beyond the two familiar negative ones, I will introduce you to three musicians who live here. The first is Noor Zehra, at present the world's only musician dedicated to playing the Sagar Veena, a stringed instrument created by her father Raza. Here she is, talking about the instrument and about her own development as a musician.
My name is Noor Zehra Kazim, and I play the Sagar Veena, a free-stringed instrument which is made and designed in Lahore. It was conceived 42 years ago. Today it is an instrument which is valid, and it's an instrument in its own right. In Indian or the music of the northern subcontinent, we have other free-stringed instruments also, and by the name of Bean and Vichitravina. They are, one is a free-stringed instrument, the other one has frets. But the Sagar Veena is a complete departure from the existing musical instruments in the classical music of the northern subcontinent.
How is it different from all the others? How is it a complete departure?
On a conceptual level, it is a complete departure because all the instruments have evolved over centuries, and most of the changes were made by musicians who were who wanted a better sound from the existing instrument. But here it's a complete departure because the purpose of the musical sound was kept in mind at the time of designing the instrument, which is a very old concept of having as an efficient means of emotional communication. That is what the voice, the vocal music is about in this part of the world. And also the solo musical instruments are an extension of the same purpose. So keeping that purpose in mind, the Sagar Veena was designed to get the maximum resonance, because the building blocks of musical the music, which are the basic musical sounds, are completely resonance-based. They are not like in the sitar or the sarod, they are not vibrating sounds. Of course, we need to strike in order to create vibrations, but the instrument is designed in such a way that the resonances are what make the music, produce the music. The design is a radical departure from all the existing handmade instruments, because all the stringed instruments are based upon two functions. One is the vibrating, the other is the resonating. Here, the structures, that part of the instrument which creates the vibrations is structurally separated from that part, which the main instrument which resonates. So this is a radical departure from the existing musical instruments that are made, the handcrafted. So the veena, it looks, the Sagar veena looks like it has a very traditional look, because there are two large sized gourds, or the shape of a pumpkin, which are these gourds are made on molds, so they are they have a perfect round shape, and then they are joined with a wooden stem, which we call the dati, and it is they're joined together with about 2 feet long stem, which is again a resonating chamber. It's hollow from inside, and that structure that takes the tension and the pressure of the strings, it's like a wooden frame which goes around the main resonating area and the main resonating instrument, which has these two gourds and a stem in the middle. It's played with a piece of crystal. It's crystal glass, because it's hard, so it doesn't wear off quickly, and you slide it on the strings.
Playing this instrument?
Yes, I've been playing it for the last 40 years. For me, it has been it's a basic means of getting to know myself, because there's always been a rapport between what I played and what I thought and what I felt. So for me, it's been something very close, that I've been close to the instrument.
Iram Tokir is a young Pakistani woman working in the Sanjanagar Institute's philosophy department. She's also a remarkable singer. I'm sitting with her on the floor of the recording studio, surrounded by a sitar, a pakwaj, tablas, tampura, and a surbaha sort of lying around the place. Tell me, Iram, what will you be singing for us? Does your song have a name?
I have not given it a name as yet, but it's basically a blend of two traditions and poetry from two traditions. One is the Iranian Sufi tradition, the poetry coming from there, and one is from the Indian subcontinent. That is where I belong. So one of the poets is Hafiz Shirazi, and the other poet, I do not know the Sufi poet, but I could see a similarity in the content of the verses. So, and it started generating a picture within my mind of how these two things combined to give a more clear picture of what the content was about in both. The content basically of both these traditions focuses on the struggle of man and the journey of man towards moving to further stages of becoming and developing as a phenomena in nature.
Mm-hmm.
duşte
So So, Iram, how can you talk about how you learned to sing like this?
I think when my interest in music started becoming serious, although as a child when I was growing up and we used to listen to, in our family also, there was a tradition of singing on the with a beat together and reciting, rendering recitals for, you know, religious ceremonies also. But as I grew up and I started listening to more serious music, which I liked, it started, my own deeper sensitivity started responding in a way that within my mind it started developing. And then I focused on if I could, I realized that my toolbox, like my voice box and my training was not enough to be able to, whatever came in my mind, to be able to produce that. So I started focusing on then learning, and that is where I think ideas in musicology have also helped me at Sanjanagar, of how to monitor and focus on the timbres of the sound, where the sensitivities, you know, are match with the sounds that you're producing, to be able to monitor that and then focus on training your voice box. So it's just been a beginning. I mean, I've just started doing that just, I think, a year ago, and that also off and on. It's not been regulated. But I'm now thinking of, you know, kind of to do it seriously and on a continuous basis.
You're taking it more seriously.
Yes.
I'm very glad to hear that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Tidings from Hazel Khan, coming to you from Lahore, Pakistan, and we're speaking with three musicians from Lahore. Ali Noor, with his group Noori, is one of the leading pop musicians in Pakistan. He's also the son of Noor Zera, whom you heard earlier on the Saga Veena, and the grandson of Raza, the creator of that instrument. Here is Ali Noor talking about his music and his upcoming concert tour in the United States. Ali Noor, where do you and your band stand in the spectrum of current Pakistani music?
Well, we have a band called Noori, and we've been around for almost 9 years. And our music is mainly pop rock. And I think the main credit that we have is that we basically were very instrumental in the new wave of Pakistani pop music. And that was because mainly our music was, prior to us, music was mostly just, you know, love songs and all that stuff. And we started playing, you know, songs which were about the country, about the youth, about issues in society. We didn't do many love songs. We were not so political, but we were mostly, you know, talking about issues regarding people and how those issues affect our country. So, and people started liking, the music was very upbeat, the music was more modern. So that's how we basically came about. And now we're a mainstream act. We're one of the main, you know, one of the most, in fact, we are the only sort of mainstream band in Pakistan. The rest are just solo artists. There are not many bands left. Pakistan has a very small music industry. And basically now we're just, playing music and basically representing the youth of Pakistan these days.
So you're going to be representing the youth of Pakistan or Pakistan in the United States?
Well, yes, that's the center stage program, and we have basically, it was the U.S. Department of State basically, it was almost like a program that they introduced, and all artists were, asked to apply. So it was not that they just choose any Pakistani artist. So when with all the after the application process, they chose three artists from Pakistan, three musical artists and one comedy troupe, and we were on the top list of that. And now we're going to the States to perform our material for the first time in the U.S. We've never been to the U.S. before as a band.
And are you going to be performing in Urdu or in English?
We thought we were going to perform in Urdu, but when we heard about, you know, that the fact that this is the first time Pakistanis are going to, you know, do, you know, major concerts and do sort of a headline as a headline act, We thought that the language, I mean, it's no fun to listen to pop rock music unless you understand the words. So we've decided to modify and write new songs which are in English. So that is something that hasn't been done from Pakistan at all. So we're really looking forward to doing something like that.
How is that for you to do that kind of writing and performing?
Well, it's a big shift because although we grew up and listening to English music, and most of our music is purely inspired by Western rock music. I mean, we just play on guitar, drums, and bass, and that's our music. We don't use many ethnic instruments. But however, I think by the time when we were growing up, the music scene has completely changed, and all the bands that we liked are kind of, or all the music that we liked is very outdated now. Like, you know, all sorts of, I mean, we love the Seattle scene, which are all, you know, Nirvana and Pearl Jam. And prior to that, a lot of the glam music scene that came about. And even, you know, I think my kind of, my musical sort of influences kind of ended by 2000, you know, the early 2000s. I haven't listened to much music afterwards. So, and the music that is very popular in the U.S. nowadays is mostly R&B and hip-hop, and we don't know how to do that. So the rock sound has completely changed, and the lyrical content is very changed. So that is a bit of a challenge. However, I feel that the music has become very free now, as in it's people are not trying to conform to a certain style. It seems a lot less plastic the way it used to be. I mean, you know, and it's a lot less. It's not conformist anymore. So we're just very excited about the fact that we will have a chance to do what we do best and do it in a way that is more communicative, keeping in mind the new sound and the new sort of direction and production values. However, we feel that we'll be able to say a lot more than we've been able to say even in Urdu.
Do you classify yourself as world music?
Well, world music is very easy for us to do. I mean, the way I understand world music is basically a fusion of the Western and Eastern instruments. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a musical fusion. It's mostly a sonic fusion, for me at least. And as easy as it is for us, it's pretty easy for us to, considering our background. However, I feel that that's not the genre we want to, you know, enter into. We want to be artists who play the same kind of music we listen, you know, we grew up listening to, and that's rock and pop. So that's the kind of genre we would want to be a part of.
If people listening to this program want to find you,
well, you can just search for Nuri, and you'll find us on iTunes, and you can find us on Wikipedia and YouTube, and you can just do a basic. The spelling is Noori. And the website is www.nuriworld.net, and you can just check us out and see if you're if
sure
you like
you
us.
Will. Thank you very much.
Thank you so
Thanks.
Much.
Here is the Nuri Band with their song Mere Log, translated as My People.
पर जो आज है
Been listening to Tidings from Lahore, Pakistan, in which we heard the music of Noor Zera, Iram, and Ali Noor, along with introductions by the musicians themselves. This is Tidings from Hazel Khan, heard on the second Wednesday of each month at 7:30 p.m. on WPKN 89.5. Streaming on WPKN.org and as podcasts on hazelkhan.com. Tidings is produced by Tony Ernst.